Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Our word for today is entrepreneur. As part of our Entrepreneurship A to Z series, we're actually going to use the word entrepreneur as one of the words that we are going to dissect. The word entrepreneur is defined as an individual who creates a new business, bearing most of the risk and enjoying most of the rewards. Now, the one thing about an entrepreneur, it usually is a solo venture, and a lot of times they're using their own capital or their own credit in order to invest in the business initially, maybe sometimes expanding. Maybe it is a partnership of two people, but it's usually very small in its initial footprint. It might start off as a passion or a hobby, and then it grows into something. The people have, the person or the two people have the vision that this could be, turn a profit, that they could make money out of it and maybe even leave their day job to do this full time. An entrepreneur has to have just a strong will and presence of mind and just even what we said earlier, a dreamer and a lot of tenacity that they're willing to pour into to turn this from a hobby into a full-blown business. Entrepreneurs, a lot of them, you hear the stories, they start out in their garage, manufacturing in their garage or their basement or a spare room. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs popped up during COVID because people had the spare time and bandwidth, and they just looked to find ways to make other incomes from home. Some were forced into it. But entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. A lot of people look to other stories where people have started just from an idea and built themselves massive amounts of both wealth and fortune and notoriety. And I'm going to name some of those people. And I wanted to be intentional to not just, I went out and I looked for who was listed in the top 10 list. And it was naturally a very diverse group of people. And that's one of the things about entrepreneurship. No matter what you come from or where to start with, there is the potential. But I want to talk about what's the common denominator and the entrepreneurs that we've known in history. Because one thing, a lot of entrepreneurs are non-conventional. They don't go necessarily or pursue the just going and getting a college degree in a particular thing. Most of them don't have masters in business administration, and maybe even have worked in other arenas. So being an entrepreneur is really a lot about being self-taught. But the key to being self-taught is you've got to go out there and have some source of information that you're gathering, doing your homework, doing your research, not just about your industry, but about the nature of business in and of itself. And for me, I also took a lot of time to study entrepreneurs, not just the success that they had, looking at where they are once they've made it into the headlines. I wanted to go back and hear their backstory from that time when they dropped out of college. What went on in between? And I will say consistently, there is an extraordinary drive that they have that not everybody has. It's a blinding drive and ambition, sometimes at the cost of their health and even their relationships and marriages and families. Just that a blinding drive. And I've seen it both with entrepreneurs. I've seen it with very successful actors and singers. And there's something to be said about that and appreciated about that. And being honest with yourself at what sacrifices are you willing to make? And at the same time, what boundaries? Because some of them can be unhealthy. And that was also part of some of their stories. But beyond that, one of the things that I did find in studying entrepreneurs, those who kind of took something, a small kernel of an idea, not a lot of financial backing, just their own personal financial backing, and moved it forward, was just being laser focused, not letting things distract them, having that vision. And it always wasn't about just building wealth. The wealth came as a byproduct of them just believing in something that was going to change and even shift the dynamics of an industry. And so let me name some of the names that come out. Some of them are contemporary names, but some of them are names from way in the past. But it just gives us enough line of sight to see how significant of a change that they made in a particular industry. They changed the way that industry worked. They challenged some of the preconceived notions and assumptions. And in some cases, that change is how we run that particular industry even today. So drop that word in your vocabulary, game changer. When you go to pursue an industry, think of ways that you can be a game changer. Entrepreneurs are very much innovators and visionaries, and you heard me talk about dreamers. So even if it is selling, prime example, I'm going to give you Mary Kay Cosmetics. It wasn't just the product that she was creating. She came up with the concept of selling it door to door and it being a type of income for women who didn't work outside of the home. That was a game changer. And there were a lot of different models that came thereafter. But that is an example of a phenomenal story to read about, to learn about. John D. Rockefeller, which is considered one of the richest men in history of all time, he changed the oil industry, squeezing out efficiencies in every way that he possibly could. to make fuel affordable for the everyday consumer. Otherwise, the only people that were buying oil to that degree was just government. That's who could afford it. But bringing it and making it affordable, that was a game changer. Andrew Carnegie did pretty much the same in the steel industry, bringing in technology. And you know, I love this because we're talking about people that introduced STEM into industries that were very manual. And when you introduce technology and machinery and streamlining, then you make it more affordable. Now, some of these names, if I throw them out, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, you say, yeah. But they're worth studying, I will say. Henry Ford, mass production, making cars so that every American, it was attainable. Today, look around. Everybody has their own cars. A kid almost turns 16 or 18 and they're given a car. That wasn't feasible before Henry Ford saw that vision. Now, I'm going to say a contemporary name that you all will recognize. Oprah Winfrey is considered not only, and again, I don't just want to talk about the riches, but most influential. But there was no Oprah Winfrey before Oprah Winfrey. She had to design that vision, that brand, that concept, even down to when she went from, she could have just been a television show host and been successful and well-known and renowned in her own right and retired there, but went on to launch the O Network, the Oprah Magazine, even the Oprah Angel Network. She continued to evolve. Don't want to forget the Oxygen Media cable television channel. So she was just, the television show was just the launching pad, and she used that to build, which I certainly would say falls into an empire, but that's vision. Sam Walton, the idea of Walmarts. That concept had not existed, and now it dominates. There's nothing even closer you can compare it to. There's a lot of people that have come thereafter, but, and those were created by corporations, whereas Sam Walton was one man, and picked a market that some said that no one else dared dominate it to the degree that he took it to. There are the another person, Tom Love. How many of you have seen Love Travel Stops in country stores along the highways? Today, I think they said they have over 38,000 employees. Again, taking something that already exists, there's truck stops along the way, but taking it to a next level. A new version of Love is Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's has made stopping for gas an experience. They've made themselves a destination in themselves. Just changed the whole paradigm. Someone else that we don't want history to forget is John Johnson, regarded as one of the most influential African-American publishers in American history. He published what started out as what was known as the Negro Digest, later published Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine, and that was almost in every household. And one of the things also affiliated with was the creation of Fashion Fair, the makeup, the fashion show. And one of the things, when you bought a ticket to go to one of the fashion shows, you got a subscription to his magazine. And it was a way to get that magazine in every home. Just changing the game. And I've studied him quite extensively and encourage others to again, study them. Steve Jobs, creator of Apple. And again, looking for ways to challenge how people looked at computers. Computers were thought to be something that the government used and corporations used. Get them in the home, make them user-friendly. Appeal to artists and creators and makers. Bill Gates, same way. His whole thought process, every home should have a computer. People thought that was absolutely ridiculous. How are you going to make a computer affordable for every home? Well, I dare say, who's laughing now? And that's why people shouldn't hate on people until they know all the resistance that they received, all of the how they had to push against and go against the grain of what people wanted and expected. He could have went to college and just gotten a degree and worked for another corporation. But he pushed against it. And now that they're reaping the benefits, let them have it. Because it's exactly what every entrepreneur wants when their turn and their day comes. Everyone knows about Elon Musk. I know that man works very few. He works a lot of hours and sleeps very little. Has some very bad habits, but he's driven. He is driven. And also want to, Facebook. We've got to recognize that the creator of Facebook started out as a small vision and what it's become. It's gone beyond what he ever imagined it to be. A lot of the lawsuits that are coming at him right now are simply because he never, even in his wildest imagination, this was supposed to be a college campus kind of hookup app. And here we have it, all this, all these years later, look how much people depend on and look at. Use it and misuse it. And it's turned into a whole different world. So imagine as an entrepreneur creating this just so that, and it's been said, so that he could meet girls and in college because he was a little kind of awkward. And here now he's, when you see him on TV, he still looks like he has that young face, baby face. But here he's in a business suit, and he's having to report to Congress and other things. Who knew when your vision starts out to be one thing and it becomes a life of his own? So that's Mark Zuckerberg. That story in and of itself. There's rich nuggets when you read these stories. So as you aspire to be an entrepreneur, take some of these names, whichever one appeals to you. I will say I've read each and every one of their stories and always looking for other stories. The creator of the Kinko's, many of them have written books, and these are breadcrumbs that tell you maybe what not to do, and at the same time, them really kind of being transparent of what it takes to go the distance. So take that as your homework. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned for more Entrepreneurship A to Z with Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye.